that old psychology of I know what I have here and I don't know what's over there. So I'd rather stay with what I know as opposed to going trying something else. So I think all that negative stuff as other industries expanded, better jobs over here. So this could working at a cotton mill became not a good job, mm-hmm. you know. And so to steal a line from Christopherson's song, everybody's got to have somebody to look down on. So these people had better jobs, look down on those jobs. All the people didn't have, they considered didn't have good jobs. So it's all a matter of individual manipulation of their own minds. But my feeling is, and always has been, the kids I went to school with down there were, their IQ was as high as anybody else's, could do anything in the world. Very smart. Some of them, most of them, went on about their lives in a normal fashion. A few of them still today will say, well, you know, I came out of the mill village. I didn't have any opportunities. Well, we all come from somewhere. Doesn't matter
That's
where it
truth.
Is. No matter where it is. If you want to go do something, go do it.
That's really interesting about how the perception of working in the mill changed. I never thought about it that way, that at one time that was like a really good job.
Really good job, yeah.
Now, did a lot of the people, the kids that had lived in the mill village that you grew up with, did some of them still live around here then?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I see them from time to time. They don't live in Mill Village anymore. They can't afford to. It's so expensive.
All right. The Mill Village is a nice place to
Well, they've taken those old houses and redone them, you know, and this became kind of a fad. And so you can't afford to live in the Mill Village anymore. Got to have a pocket full of money. So.
Are they working people? Did they stay like pretty much working people?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They might wind up General Motors or Lockheed mm-hmm. and that type of thing. Provided well for their families. They got a high school education. When I came along going to school, a high school education was just an absolute must. But it doesn't have near the significance today because college education now is an absolute must. The population of the colleges today are, you know, they're slap full, Hope scholarships, everything like. But that became more and more the trend every year. People were geared up more to go to college. High school was automatic, no question about that. But there was a lot of effort to keep kids from quitting school when I came along, too. I needed a summer job, and one time I was about 16 years old. And needed a summer job, and I had a friend who had worked with the Boy Scouts and who was the superintendent of the cotton mill. And I asked Red if he'd give me a job, a summer job down there. Well, Red had experienced a lot of kids coming down there to go to work in summer, and then they wouldn't want to go back to school. They wouldn't keep their job. Mm-hmm. They bought them a car, or they'd done it, you know. So you wind up in that trap of having obligations. You can't go back to school.
Yeah.
So he didn't want, he kind of thought maybe that might happen to me. Well, Red didn't know me. You wasn't going to keep me out of school. If they were going
to
have a football game, I wanted to be in it, you know.
Yeah.
So but he gave me a job. The only job he'd give me was on a midnight shift from 11 at night to 7 in the morning. And I lasted 2 weeks. I couldn't sleep in the daytime.
Yeah.
I just couldn't sleep. So I'd work all night cleaning quills. You go around and collect all these bobbins and a little cart, and I'd roll them down there to a certain spot, and you reach in there and start stirring on the same, pulling a string off of them.